WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 6. It's 68 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning and happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. The 6th Brazos Valley Fair starts this afternoon.
We have Kevin Fowler on the stage Friday night. He'll be performing. Saturday, we have Sabrina Carpenter. She's a Disney Channel star that will be there Saturday. And then Sunday, we have La Energía Norteña.
The fair's Fiona Meyer says there are two rodeos this weekend.
The ranch rodeo is more the events that the actual day workers do on a ranch. So the roping and the branding, they don't actually brand. They use the chalk dust, but they do those kind of events. And then the full rodeo is the typical contest you'd think of with the barrel racing and the team roping and that sort of thing.
More information is online at BrazosValleyFair.com. The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum in College Station, which has started its 20th anniversary celebration, has reached 3 million visitors.
So we're going to come yesterday, but they couldn't make it. Decided to come today.
On the library's Facebook Live feed, the couple from Richmond, identified as Bob and Sarah, received gifts that included a framed American flag. This is the centennial of the creation of the Texas A&M University System. The first two members are the flagship campus and Tarleton State University. The Board of Regents spent portions of the last 3 days in Stephenville, where Tarleton has been holding multiple events. Yesterday was the dedication of a redeveloped campus area that President Dominic DiTavio says is called Rudder Way.
This is where Earl Rudder got his start as a student. Then he came back as a faculty, coach, and athletic director.
The redevelopment also includes a life-size statue of General Rudder, who is a former system chancellor as well as president of the flagship campus. A 13-year-old girl was struck by a hit-and-run driver in Bryan on Wednesday night, and she's in Houston recovering from broken facial bones and multiple abrasions on her legs and arms. A family member told police the girl and her 10-year-old brother were returning from walking a friend home when she was struck on Welburn Road near the Reveille Ranch Apartments. The driver of the truck, 29-year-old Elmer Gonzalez Tercios of Bryan, was arrested for causing an accident with serious bodily injury. Bryan police announced the arrest of the first of at least three people for a double murder 2 weeks ago. 29-year-old Marcus Earl Ray of Bryan was arrested for 2 counts of murder and 2 counts of aggravated assault with a weapon. BPD is not saying whether Ray fired any shots that killed Taryn and Dominique Franklin and hospitalized a third man. A fourth adult and 2 children escaped the Franklin's home unharmed. The children were in another room when the shooting occurred. There are 2 contested races in this year's College Station school board election.
The candidates for the Place 6 seat are Michael Schaefer and Jackie Huff. This week's Chamber of Commerce candidates forum included asking questions of each other. Huff asked Schaefer what's the biggest challenge facing CSISD teachers.
I think probably the biggest challenge is for the district to keep up the great reputation that we have.
Schaefer asked Huff, since the board's currently composed of 3 members with experience in the education profession, if other professions should be represented.
I think overall the board is in a good place. Like, there are definitely many qualities that lead to being a good board candidate.
You can hear comments from the Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 68 degrees. You can call or text us. We've got that text line open at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Sovac City would like to invite you to stop by our shop and try out one of the new Miele vacuums and see why Miele is ranked number one by many leading magazines for cleaning ability, filtration, and dependability. They make vacuuming easy and enjoyable because they're simple and reliable. Miele vacuums have adjustable power so you can clean every type of flooring with ease. Stop by Sovac City today and take a Miele vacuum for a test drive. Sovac City, where you can always try it before you buy it. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
6:09 on News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Infomaniacs. I'm Brad Mitchell, filling in for Scott DeLucia again today. He'll be back on Monday. Taking a look at your weather, it's brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Learn about club memberships for year-round discounts on service and repairs at MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference.
Lots of moisture flooding into the state from the Gulf of Mexico. We'll have clouds, a couple of showers, and maybe a thunderstorm or two today. Highs will be up to about 80. Showers are in the forecast for tonight. There's the chance for a thunderstorm. The nighttime lows around 70. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms will return during the day, 85. Showers and thunderstorms diminish tomorrow night, lows near 70. Showers end Sunday, skies will clear, high Sunday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Friday Night Lights are back. It's going to be a big night with two crosstown showdowns. One's going to be up in Bryan at Merrill Green Stadium with Anum Consolidated taking on the Bryan Vikings. And Tigers head coach Lee Fedora knows that his former coach and mentor, Ross Rogers, will have a few things up his sleeve.
If they come out with a trick on special teams or on offense and they execute it, we're going to put it on our players because we have shown them every different trick that he's ever done.
So we'll break down that matchup as well as some other ones going on in the Brazos Valley. Also, the Houston Astros are going to be looking to avoid elimination tonight. Hard to believe, but they've dropped three straight to the New York Yankees, and we'll talk about that matchup a little bit here from skipper A.J. Hinch. And football was last night on the gridiron, both in the college game and professional. All that more coming up in sports.
Now, this sounds like a terrible first date. Okay, a 35-year-old guy named George Morris from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, went on a first date with a woman last month. At one point in the middle of the date, he ducked out of the bar. But guess what he was doing? Breaking into her car.
Oh, ooh. Wow.
Yeah.
It's one thing to just, like, bail, but to to rob her.
Yeah. Well,
or to have her pay for things.
Yeah, she got suspicious when he'd been gone for a while, so she went outside, and she saw that he'd broken her window with a rock.
Oh, my gosh.
And he was stealing her cell phone and $20 out of her wallet.
Yikes.
Yeah. She left her wallet in the car?
Yeah.
Well, I guess he didn't have much of a choice then. I guess he was paying for it. Interesting.
Yeah, that's true. She yelled at him, and he took off running.
Info.
Mission. So a friend of ours, a mutual friend who may or may not have worked here recently, she had a nice date story from yesterday.
Ooh.
Apparently the guy said he wishes they had Ancestry.com on the dating app so he would know where people came from and whether or not they were worthy of his time.
Oh, wow. My.
Well, I don't think this guy's getting a second date.
No.
It's time for the Brazos Valley Fair, October 20th through the 22nd. There's fun for all ages with a carnival, rodeo, shopping, and awesome concerts, including a Saturday performance by the Disney Channel star Sabrina Carpenter, Friday headliner Kevin Fowler, and Sunday stars La Energia Norteña. Exciting rodeo action and a carnival plus awesome concerts and so much more. Only at the Brazos Valley Fair, October 20th through the 22nd. Visit BrazosValleyFair.com for details or call 979-821-1450.
Mark your calendars. The Brazos Valley Cares Run or Ruck, a 5K and 1 mile kids race through Veterans Park, will be held Sunday, November 12th. This family-friendly event is a fundraiser for Brazos Valley Cares, whose mission is to support the brave servicemen and women and their families living in the Brazos Valley. The race will begin at 10 a.m. and finish around 1 p.m. The registration fee is $30 for adults and $15 for kids and includes a runner's bag, t-shirt, and food from J. Cody's. If you don't want to participate in the race, you're still invited to come out and support our local veterans and enjoy the activities. Go to info@BrazosValleyCares.org for additional details.
6:13 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's Friday. And it is day 293, 72 left to go in the day, or in the year, rather. Today is Miss American Rose Day.
Okay.
Not sure what that means exactly. Mm-hmm. It's Information Overload Day.
Hey, that's why we're here.
It's like our day.
Yeah.
It's Suspenders Day.
Okay.
So it's like that old joke, you know, why firemen wear suspenders?
Why?
To keep their pants from falling down. Duh.
I
don't have that queued up, but it's a brandied fruit day. If you ever have
brandy fruit.
Never had that before.
Nope.
But sounds kind of
delicious.
I've
had sangria fruit.
Oh, yeah.
And brandy can be in sangria.
So there you go. Hey, there's an excuse to have brandied fruit right there.
Yep.
Yeah, just have some sangria. It's International Sloth Day.
Oh, yeah.
They got those cute little faces.
If a sloth could be a person, I feel like that would be me. Just moving slow.
Yeah.
All day, every day.
Nowhere to be.
Yeah, it's Waiter's Day today.
Okay.
It's
tip your waiters.
Wait, is that like waiters as in?
I had a yeah. What kind of waiters?
Not like wading into water. Okay. Yeah, no, like waiters as in bringing
I had
your food.
A great waiter last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
what bar were you at?
I was sitting at a bar of a restaurant. No, we went and tried out the new Mad Taco in South College Station.
Oh yeah, I've already been there. It's good.
Yeah, it was great, you know, which it's great on its old location too, but it's closer to the house. And yeah, no, I had a really, really great waiter.
You got the GQ, right?
No, we didn't. We just got chips and salsa.
How do you go to Mad Taco and get the GQ? Wow.
I know.
Right. See, I don't really do Mad Taco. I think it's good, and apparently they have really good tequila, because I bought some tequila one day, and it was apparently the stuff they use at Mad Taco.
Well, they have different types, but the GQ, for anyone who's wondering, is half guacamole, half queso.
And it's amazing.
Yeah, and I think it was actually originated at La Bodega, but we don't go there. So I'm sure they have it at other places.
It's also a National Mammography Day, so
that's congratulations to all you mammographers out there.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And it's World Osteoporosis Day, and we got some birthdays.
Bone health.
Birthdays for today. Let's see here. I got them down. Candace Swainpole is turning 29 today. She's a Victoria's Secret model. She's one of the top 10 highest paid models in the world.
Okay.
So there we go. John Krasinski is turning 38.
Jim
from The Office, he is turning 38 today. Snoop Dogg is turning 46.
Snoop!
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a clean version. No worries.
I'm so bummed that Scott missed it.
I know. It's like his favorite.
So Snoop D-O-double-G is turning the big 4-6 today. William Zabka is turning 52.
Yes.
Now, you don't recognize... Do you recognize the name? Do you know who he is?
I do. He's the hero of the Karate Kid.
Right, yeah. He's the sweep the leg guy.
Yeah, and he's actually the villain. But,
yeah, he's Johnny. And apparently he and Ralph Macchio are doing a web series called Cobra Kai, where Johnny and Daniel-san rekindle their rivalry after 30 years.
Ooh.
So look forward to that coming out.
See, he is the villain of the movie, but there is a case online to be made that he's actually the Karate Kid because he did the karate, and then this upstart, some stupid kid
some
from
punk.
Jersey comes in here and steals his girlfriend and all that stuff. It's really a thing online.
I mean, Daniel was kind of a jerk. He really was. Viggo Mortensen is turning 59. So Aragorn and Lord of the Rings, of course, he's been in a lot of other stuff.
Okay.
Keith Hernandez, former Mets All-Star, he's turning 64.
And the guy who spit in Kramer's face
right,
on Seinfeld.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
And Tom Petty should have been 67 today.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
Rest in peace. And that's all I've got for birthdays for today.
Tomorrow's Saturday, it's Sweetest Day. That's what it's called, Sweetest Day.
Okay.
Yeah. Apple Day, so if you're into apples.
Ooh, I like good apple. Honeycrisp are in season.
Mmm, tasty. It's Bridge Day. A lot of singular words / day.
Yeah, okay.
Bridge day, if you're into bridges. Garbanzo bean day.
Ooh, garbanzo.
Interesting.
Oh, it's International Day of the Nacho, which is pretty big here in Texas, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
I love yarn day.
Alrighty. I love yarn. Okay, all the cats out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. National Pumpkin Cheesecake
and the
Day.
Knitters.
Yeah, and the knitters.
Pumpkin cheesecake. Okay.
I've never had that before.
I love cheesecake, so I'd probably rather eat that than regular pumpkin pie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's Babbling Day, which, you know, we're
not going to be on the air. We do a lot of.
Got that covered.
And it's Reptile Awareness Day, so I'm aware.
Be aware of the reptiles.
And we got birthdays for Saturday?
Birthdays for Saturday. Kane Brown is turning 24. Bobby, it's all toilet sounds.
It's all toilet sounds.
So,
I hate that song.
Kane Brown, who got his start pretty much on YouTube, just
really
peering into the camera all longingly, like. And apparently he has a huge Batman logo tattooed across his chest. So
nice.
He's a cool kid.
Cat.
Amber Rose is turning 34 tomorrow. Kim Kardashian is turning 37 tomorrow.
37.
So there you go.
And still I wonder what she's got in store for her birthday.
I don't know. Still uses social media like a 12-year-old. Jeremy Miller is turning 41. Played Ben Seaver on Growing Pains.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Ken Watanabe is turning 58. Now, he's been in a lot of stuff. The Last Samurai, he was one of the main characters in that. He was the samurai in charge of the village that Tom Cruise went to. Of course, he's been in Inception, Batman Begins, Godzilla. Toto guitarist Steve Lukather is turning 60 tomorrow. I bless the rains down in Africa. Amazing song.
Classic.
Except the only thing is, it would be a perfect, you know what I'm talking about, karaoke song,
oh.
except you just have to hit those high notes, and good luck with that.
Oh, yeah.
Especially after a night of some beverages. Judge Judy Shineland, the people are real, the cases
Judge
are real.
Judge Judy.
Her birthday is final. It is tomorrow. At seven. She's turning 75. Whitey Ford, who, for those baseball fans out there, he's turning 89. Of course, New York Yankees great, Hall of Famer. Joyce Randolph is turning 93. She played Ed Norton's wife on The Honeymooners.
Oh, okay.
So she's turning 93 tomorrow, and that's all I've got for birthdays.
Right. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is 68.
Benny.
As well, that's right. Sunday is Nut Day.
All right.
So celebrate as
Pick
you see
one.
Fit.
Or yes. All of them.
It's Mother-in-Law Day on Sunday
all
as well.
Right.
National Color Day. So if you are a fan of colors, I love coloring.
Yeah, there you go.
So there you go. Go to Walgreens.
Get your color
maybe.
On.
Yeah, pick up a coloring book. Clean up the Earth Day.
You should do that every day, guys. Don't litter. Don't mess with Texas.
Eat a pretzel day.
All
right. Like pretzels?
I like pretzels too.
All right. It's National Knee Day.
Soft pretzels or like regular little crunchy pretzels?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Or like pretzels at the mall.
Heated debate.
Dude, I like soft pretzels personally.
Soft pretzels? Okay. All right. And it's Caps Locks Day.
Caps Locks.
Gotta hate when that happens.
Text if, everybody like you're yelling.
Just in case you didn't know this was serious.
I'm going to put it all in caps.
This is important. And we got birthdays on Sunday.
Birthdays for Sunday. Switchfoot singer John Foreman is turning 41. I did have a song.
Oh, you're going to play Africa and not Switchfoot for me?
Sorry.
Jeez.
Wow.
So anyways, we were born to live for so much more. Jesse Tyler Ferguson is turning 42. He plays Mitchell on Modern Family.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So he, in fact,
He's
is gay
so funny.
In real life. The guy who plays Cameron, Eric Stone Street,
is not
gay.
Right.
So it's a mixed relationship. Jeff Goldblum is turning 65 on Sunday. So
wow.
He is a weird dude and recently had a kid, apparently. So so there you go. So
all
good
right.
For Jeff Goldblum. Jonathan Lipnicki is turning 27 on Sunday.
And what happened to him?
Does that make you feel old?
That's the kid from Jerry Maguire.
Apparently he got real jacked.
Yeah.
Like
he works out a lot. And I don't know, they did a thing on him not that long ago. But yeah, Jerry Maguire, like Mike. He was also in The Little Vampire. That was a good
all
one.
Right.
Zachary Hansen is turning 32. He's the youngest Hansen brother.
Oh, okay.
And he's turning 32 on Sunday. Michael Fishman turning 36. He played DJ on Roseanne.
Uh-huh.
He was the youngest son. Shaggy is turning 49. Oh, wait.
You that one?
Mr. Bombastic.
Mr. Bombastic. So, yeah, he's got a very interesting voice, to say the least. Of course, he's been a lot of stuff like Angel. So, there you go. Bob Odenkirk is turning 55. He's a really funny guy.
It's Saul.
Saul from Better Call Saul. Now, most people might not realize he wrote for SNL for almost a decade.
Yeah.
Hmm. And he was also in Seinfeld. If you go back, pretty much the entire cast of Breaking Bad was in Seinfeld at one point or another.
Yes. Oh, okay.
And Christopher Lloyd, Doc Brown, is turning 79 on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I got for birthdays.
All right. It's 6:22.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
At Circa News, Sarah Carter reported on Tuesday, FBI documents show that Russian nuclear industry officials literally kicked back millions and millions of dollars to the Clinton Foundation in exchange for then-Secretary Clinton's approval of the Uranium One deal, which gave Russia control of 20% of America's uranium. Now, here's what we've learned. For years, the FBI, they had evidence that Russia had been using bribery and extortion and money laundering to gain full control over the American uranium industry. And the Obama administration, not only did they do nothing about it, the Clintons got $145 million for their foundation from Russia. Well, guess what? Guess who was hurt? You, the American people. Why did they hide the truth about Vladimir Putin's corruption when they knew what was happening? And why didn't they prevent the deal?
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, protecting your home in this day and age is essential, but getting traditional home security, well, that can be a punishing and expensive task. There is a better way. The latest, greatest, best technology to protect your home is SimpliSafe Home Security. Now, SimpliSafe, they got rid of everything that makes home security a hassle, and they make it simple and easy for you. There's no long-term contract. There's no obligation. You can cancel anytime. Now, this award-winning home security, well, Tech Magazine, CNET, calls it better, smarter home security. Now, SimpliSafe protects your home around the clock, 24/7 professional monitoring. If there's trouble, they'll send the police for you. Now, this service costs just $15 a month with SimpliSafe. That's three times less than what the other guys charge. No hidden fees, no installation fee. You can protect your home today. Now, you can pick up SimpliSafe at your local Best Buy, and you can have your home protected by tonight. Or just go to their website, SimpliSafeHannity.com, and you get a special 10% discount off your system. That's SimpliSafeHannity.com, SimpliSafeHannity.com.
I'm Bob Brick, candidate for College Station City Council, Place 1. College Station is a great city. Its mission statement is to maintain the quality of life for our citizens. I'm running for the council because I want to honor that mission by fully funding core services, including police, fire, and transportation infrastructure to support the growth we're experiencing, by encouraging smart, sustainable growth, and by making our neighborhoods safe and secure. I ask for your support. I'm Bob Brick for College Station City Council. Thank you.
Political ad paid for by the Bob Brick Campaign. Don Hellriegel, Treasurer.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Subway, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtor, Cherry Rufino Realtors, and Team Ford of Navasota.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW. St. Joseph Eagle football fans, here's a reminder to listen to St. Joseph Eagles football throughout the season. St. Joseph Eagle football is brought to you this season by these fine local businesses.
Jackie Voss, Allstate Insurance, Jason Bianski, BCR Realtor, Fast Signs, Kelly Burt Dozer, Intech Pest Management, Service Insurance Group, Citizen State Bank, Glockson Family Partnership, Memorial Funeral Chapel, Napa Auto Parts, Strata Auto Repair, Reedfield Meats and Deli, Prosperity Bank, and Burnside Services, Inc.
Special thanks to all of our St. Joseph Eagle football sponsors.
Earl, what's wrong? Why you look so sad?
It's my job, Jake. It's got me lower than a sow's belly. My boss down at the factory told me if I don't find a coating solution for a metal thingamajigs, I might as well clean out my locker.
Earl, all you've got to do is get your thingamajigs to Jackrabbit Powder Coating. They'll sandblast it, clean it, coat it, and send it out the door with a high-quality finish and quick turnaround.
I'll tell you what, one of these days I'm going to remember back static chowder voting.
Earl, you are something else. It's Jackrabbit Powder Coating, a company worth remembering.
Back to school is here, and there are great deals at the Hospice Brazos Valley Thrift Store. College students, you'll find young adult clothing, shoes and accessories, Aggie apparel, household items, and students with valid IDs receive a 25% discount. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday from 8 a.m. to noon. Like us on Facebook to check out new merchandise. Hospice Brazos Valley Thrift Store, located at 2814 Cabot Avenue in Bryan.
In 1983, Epicure's Catering started designing special events and exceptional experiences. With Epicure's Catering, your menu options are limitless and your meal will be perfect. Epicure's caters all kinds and all sizes of events, anything and everything. Epicure's offers a full bar service, delivery service, staffing, and tastings for your event. Epicure's Catering. Reach us at 979-695-0985. That's 979-695-0985. Epicure's Catering, where imagination meets reality.
628, taking a look at your weather. It is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. It's 68 degrees out there right now. Showers and thunderstorms are going to be likely mainly between 7 a.m. and 1 p.m. today. It's mostly cloudy with a high near 83. We can expect a chance of participation at about 70%. Tonight, 20% chance of storms and showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 71. Tomorrow, we're looking at a 30% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high around 87, and your low is going to be around 69. And Sunday, there's a 60% chance of thunderstorms. High is going to be around 78.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. United Continental shares skidded 12% yesterday as executives offered little clarity on progress and efforts to cut costs and raise revenue. A day after the company announced results that were generally in line with expectations, United executives gave few details on where the Chicago-based carrier is going in 2018 or how it's faring on a four-year program to cut costs and raise revenue. Instead, on a call with analysts, they talked about challenges the airline faced in the latest quarter, including hurricanes, fare wars with discount carriers, and a botched rollout of its basic economy fares. Microsoft's value is returning to tech bubble peaks. The software giant closed with a market value of $600 billion yesterday for the first time since January 3, 2000. For the year, shares are up 25% and on track for their best year since 2013. German automaker Daimler says net profit fell in the latest quarter as restructuring costs and recalls offset sales increases. On Wall Street, futures are higher. And that's your money now.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 68 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Before Earl Rudder became Texas A&M president and later the A&M system chancellor, he was a student, faculty member, coach, and athletic director at Tarleton State University. That's the background of a dedication yesterday in Stephenville as Tarleton officially opened a redeveloped portion of their campus as Rudder Way, which included a life-size bronze statue.
Taking really the two major streets of this university, what were old city streets, two cross streets that had 75-year-old infrastructure, and it needed to be replaced to deal with things like flooding, sewer lines that were decades and decades old, water lines, power lines, and to convert it into something that would be much more welcoming to our students.
Tarleton President Dominic DiTavio told the Board of Regents that was one of many events associated with their centennial celebration of being a founding member of the A&M system. The Regents' meeting on Tarleton's home campus approved the construction of a $40 million campus in Fort Worth, which will become the first undergraduate public campus in that city. This is the 10th year of operations at the Brazos County Expo, and this afternoon is the start of the 6th Brazos Valley Fair. In addition to headline entertainment, the fair's Fiona Meyer says there are rotating shows today, tomorrow, and Sunday.
Canine Stars is coming, and that is a dock diving type show. We've got a new show this year, the Pirate Parrot Show. Again, it's a big pirate ship that sets up, but he's an interactive, educational show that the kids can get involved in. And then we have a new magic show inside the Agland Kids Barn in our Kids Wonderland, as we call it, that's a magic show about agriculture.
If you haven't been on the expo grounds in a while, you'll notice more structures.
Adding on the livestock parts of the livestock barns back there, I say livestock, they can be used for anything. You know, we've had pole vaulting in there and different things like that as well.
More information is online at BrazosValleyFair.com. Just a couple of days into the 20th anniversary celebration at the George Bush Presidential Library came an attendance milestone.
Bob and Sarah Ure, welcome them as our 3 millionth visitor.
The announcement, televised on the library's Facebook Live page, included the Richmond couple getting a framed American flag and a gift basket. More information on anniversary events at the library and museum this weekend are online at bush41.org. The first of at least three people accused of a double murder in East Bryan 2 weeks ago has been arrested. 29-year-old Marcus Earl Ray of Bryan was among those wearing masks when Dominique and Tarrant Franklin were shot in the head in their home in the Castle Heights neighborhood. Bryan police report this was during an attempted robbery of the Franklins' money and or drugs. A third person in the Franklins' home was shot and hospitalized. A fourth adult who witnessed the shooting and two children were in another room, all escaped and were not injured. BPD previously announced an arrest warrant was issued for a second suspect who is still at large, Frankie Bell Jr. of Bryan. The name of the third suspect has not been released. Police has not disclosed who fired the shots. A Bryan man on his way home from work Wednesday night is accused of striking a 13-year-old girl and not stopping to offer assistance. Bryan police report the girl was transferred to a Houston hospital for treatment of broken facial bones and multiple abrasions on her legs and arms. The girl and her 10-year-old brother were on their way home from taking a friend home when the girl was struck on Welburn Road near Reveille Ranch Apartments. According to the arrest report, multiple witnesses responded to the scene and gave officers the identity of the truck and the driver. That led to finding the driver at his home at the nearby Saddlewood Apartments. 29-year-old Elmer Gonzalez-Turcios is also being held for immigration authorities. Redrawing boundaries will happen again in the College Station School District. That was among the questions asked at this week's Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum of those running for school board.
Place 6 candidate Jackie Huff says it's important to maintain continuity for students.
I know that there was absolutely input from the community in the last rezoning, but I think we might be able to do more to go out into the community and talk to them about what is going on.
Huff's opponent Michael Schaefer just went through the latest round of changing boundaries.
Geographic, I think that I agree that having the distance between going further and closer to school is very important, but also the comparability of making sure that all the schools within our district are equal.
Comments from the Chamber Forum can be heard online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A Houston area school district has apologized for altering a high school homecoming queen's purple hair in a photo. Ebony Smith was crowned North Shore Senior High School's homecoming queen last month. The Galena Park ISD shared a photo of Smith online last week in which her hair had been altered to appear brown. After Smith said the image was poorly edited and embarrassing, the district apologized for posting the altered photo and has since replaced it with a black and white version of the picture. The district student handbook says bright hair colors are unacceptable in the classroom, but Smith planned to dye her hair brown after homecoming. WTAW News Time is 6:35 at 68 degrees. You can be part of the show this morning. We'd love to hear from you. 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
AggieLandHelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave?
Has joined the conference.
Couple of important things to go over today. First, someone parked in my space again. But don't worry, I've had you towed and you're fired. Oh, also, we posted record profits and I got a nice bonus. But sadly, nothing left for you guys. Okay, gotta go.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at AggieLandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Mamas, tell all your babies, don't mess with Texas. Don't let them throw cans from them old pickup trucks. Don't let them throw bottles and papers and such. Mamas, tell all your babies, don't mess with Texas. Keep your trash off the road, she's a fine yellow rose. Treat Texas like someone you love.
Lucas Nelson with a message from TxDOT.
In life, you can't always prepare for the unexpected, but you can turn to the hospital that's always ready. For 80 years, CHI St. Joseph Health has served as the region's premier health system, and now we're expanding our commitment through our new Emergency and Trauma Center at our leading regional hospital. With larger private rooms and shorter wait times, we're prepared for anything from minor emergencies to major trauma. There's a reason CHI St. Joseph Health is the highest level trauma center in the region. We're always ready.
Lords and ladies of the realm, Bud Light invites you to the Texas Renaissance Festival. Revel in 9 weeks of magic this fall. Enjoy the sights, sounds, and wonders every Saturday, Sunday, and Thanksgiving Friday, September the 30th through November 26th. Kids 12 and under are free every Sunday. Discount tickets are available at Walgreens and texrenfest.com. The whole kingdom promises to delight this fall at the Texas Renaissance Festival. Huzzah!
Howdy, Brazos Valley and beyond. When it's time for a new sewing machine or vacuum, we'd love for you to shop our locally owned shop, Sovac City. We've been located in College Station for over 30 years now. Sovac City offers a full range of sewing machines for beginners up to experts. We offer free instructional lessons with your purchase to make sure you get the most out of your machine. Need to have your machine repaired? We work on all sewing machines from old to new. Sovac City, come on down and see us or check us out online at www.sovaccity.com.
Join the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum as they celebrate their 20th anniversary with Family Fest, Saturday, October 21st. Open for free and to the public, Family Fest will include carnival games, bounce houses, rides, and complimentary refreshments. And while the festival activities will take place at the pond from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., there will be free admission to the museum 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. For more information, visit bush41.org and click on the Events tab to make reservations. Mark your calendars. The Brazos Valley Cares Run or Ruck, a 5K and 1 mile kids race through Veterans Park, will be held Sunday, November 12th. This family-friendly event is a fundraiser for Brazos Valley Cares, whose mission is to support the brave servicemen and women and their families living in the Brazos Valley. The race will begin at 10 a.m. and finish around 1 p.m. The registration fee is $30 for adults and $15 for kids and includes a runner's bag, t-shirt, and food from J. Cody's. If you don't want to participate in the race, you're still invited to come out and support our local veterans and enjoy the activities. Go to info@brazosvalleycares.org for additional details.
This is Jeb Blair, class of 81, owner of J&B Propane. For over 37 years, J&B Propane has provided reliable and courteous service with competitive pricing and never any extra or hidden fees. We value our customers and would like the opportunity to serve you. Visit our website at jmbpropane.com or call us at 936-348-5465 for your free quote. J&B Propane. Thanks for listening.
640 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Brad Mitchell filling in for Scott DeLucia right now. We are, of course, the Infomaniacs in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer, and Brian in Navasota. Taking a look at your weather, it's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof, the world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com. Here's the numbers.
Moisture will continue to flow into the region from the Gulf of Mexico, leading to clouds, scattered showers, and the possibility of a thunderstorm today. High is going to be close to 80 degrees. Showers are possible tonight, too. Lows near 70. Scattered showers and thunderstorms developing during the day tomorrow. Highs near 85. Showers and storms, lows near 70 tomorrow night. Showers end Sunday morning. Some sunshine developing Sunday afternoon. Highs 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Friday Night Lights are back. Plenty of great games going on around the Brazos Valley. One up in Bryan at Merrill Green, where the Bryan Vikings will be playing host to the A&M Consolidated Tigers. Coach Ross Rodgers of the Vikes says his team and the Tigers are pretty similar.
We're going to need some balls to bounce our way. Like I said, their strength is what our strength is, so that makes it tough. So we're going to have to be balanced. We're going to have to throw the ball effectively when we throw, and we're going to have to take care of the ball.
We'll break down that matchup a little more coming up, as well as another big game, College Station and Runner duking it out down in College Station. We'll match up that game, as well as some others from around the Brazos Valley. The Houston Astros are back at home tonight, hosting the New York Yankees in Game 6 of the ALCS. However, the Astros trail that, but series 3-2. Hopefully they can get back on the winning track. The L.A. Dodgers, by the way, are heading to the World Series for the first time since 1988. So the first time in 29 years the Dodgers are back in the World Series. And Aggie soccer picked up a win last night. All that more coming up in sports.
In Washington, D.C., they did it!
The dollar figures will likely mean little. What's important is the budget resolution includes reconciliation instructions, allowing the Senate to take up a tax reform bill that adds to the deficit with a simple majority, sidestepping a filibuster. Congress is still many steps removed, however, from an up or down tax bill vote. The House passed its own budget resolution. The two chambers must now get together on a single spending plan. House and Senate committees will then have to set up floor debate. With little, if any, support from Democrats expected, Republican leaders will have little margin for error to pass a bill with only GOP votes. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The Senate voted 51 to 49 last night. They passed a fiscal 2018 budget after a long debate on the Senate floor. All the no votes came from Kentucky GOP Senator Rand Paul and every Democrat and independent. Now, generally, as a libertarian myself, I like Rand Paul, but at the same time, I'm also pragmatic enough to understand that there's a certain degree of compromise that has to come.
Right.
These,
there's no compromise.
There's no compromise.
It's politics.
Well, you know, because legislation is a living thing. It's always evolving. It's always changing. And sometimes you need to just take one little step forward, even if it means taking two steps back so that next time you can take three steps forward. You know what I mean? That's the kind of thing that you got to do. And why this is a big deal is because the spending blueprint is a key to the GOP's push to pass tax reform, because it includes instructions that will allow the plan to avoid a Democratic filibuster. So that's pretty important. That's a pretty important piece of that legislation there. So it's something that passed 51 to, 51-49? Yeah, 51-49 other
just
than
by a hair.
Rand Paul. And in other news, President George W. Bush was throwing some shade towards President Donald Trump.
It was expected to be a speech focusing on North Korea and America's place on the world stage, but former President George W. Bush unloading plenty of criticism targeting partisan politics here at home.
We've seen our discourse degraded by casual cruelty.
In particular, taking aim at ramped up immigration rhetoric.
We've seen nationalism distorted into nativism.
The 43rd president not mentioning the current commander-in-chief by name, but touching on several themes that critics have lobbed at the Trump administration. In New York, Tom Graham, Fox News.
So he didn't actually call out President Trump by name, but...
Right, but we all knew who he was talking
pretty
about.
Pretty clear, definitely. Mm.
There's plenty of folks who, you know, just 8 years ago pretty much hated W.
That's right.
And now they love him.
Speaking of W, I am super excited about this concert tomorrow at Reed Arena. And I get to go as like a normal person. So, Zach, I think, are you going as media? Did you get credentialed?
They
passed your background check?
As far as I know, they must not have delved very deep. No, yeah. we can't say that. They passed, and apparently I am on board.
Yeah, what's interesting is we have Texas A&M volleyball at home tonight, and so I went to meet with Coach Corbelli after practice yesterday just to get a little rundown of the weekend coming up, and they've already got a lot of things being set up for the concert. But a lot of people forget that the people who work at Reed Arena, I do not envy their job at all, because they will have to go from a volleyball game tonight, completely get it concert ready, not to mention I'm sure the security measures are going to be super intense for tomorrow. And then they have to turn around after the concert and get it back ready for volleyball on Sunday afternoon.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's going to be a long weekend for Reed Arena employees. And I'm going to be basically living at the gym this weekend for different purposes. Super excited about that concert for One America Appeal.
Well, speaking of President Trump earlier.
He did have some tweets. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we were talking about yesterday, Frederica Wilson, the congresswoman. And yesterday he decided to tweet about her. He said, "The fake news is going crazy with wacky Congressman Wilson, who was secretly on a very personal call and gave a total lie on content." And then just this morning, he tweeted, "The budget passed late last night, as Brad, you mentioned, 51-49. We got zero Democrat votes with only Rand Paul. He will vote for tax cuts, voting against this. Now allows for the passage of large-scale tax cuts and reform, which will be the biggest in the history of our country." And then just an hour ago, he tweeted, "Just out report, United Kingdom crime rises 13% annually amid spread of radical Islamic terror. Not good. We must keep America safe."
Not good.
So that's all we've got this morning.
All right. Well, he's definitely been busy. It's 6:47.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, October 21st, it's strategic deworming utilizing fecal counts. Don't know if internal parasites are a problem in your livestock herd? This class will discuss making evaluations and timely treatments this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
The dark, drab days of winter can spell real troubles for folks trying to coax tropical plants into holding their leaves and perhaps even growing indoors. Conditions just aren't all that favorable, and proper management becomes really critical. Let's outline some guidelines. Wintertime woes of the houseplant gardener, right after this important message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. It's the great book you need to have on your reference shelf. It's not a redo of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. It's the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you, printed in Texas. It's
hardback, every book goes out of my office signed. Not in stores, not on Amazon. Call 1-800-752-GROW during the week. 1-800-752-4769 or order online anytime at neilsperry.com. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Again, order at neilsperry.com. Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening.
Since your houseplants won't be growing as vigorously over the winter, they also won't need as much water. Overwatering becomes one of the most common causes of plant failure indoors. Check the soil before you apply any water and never water wet soil. When you do water, let it run through the pot and out the drain hole, and then wait until the soil dries somewhat before you water again. Fertilizer gets much the same warning as watering. Plants that aren't growing aggressively don't need to be fed heavily either. Now, where you might have been using a water-soluble, complete, and balanced analysis, with every watering during the growing season, you probably could feed your houseplants no more than every fifth of watering in the wintertime, and they'd be very happy with that. If you see the plants growing lanky and leggy, cut back on the plant food. Adding light, that's a common question. You can add modest amounts of light fairly easily, but they're generally useful more for showing the plants than for growing the plants. If you have a plant that needs really bright light and your spot is pretty dark, you'd be better advised to move the plant or find a different plant altogether. It would take a mechanical maze, almost a growth chamber, to add enough light to equal what it would have gotten in a bright spot outdoors. Pest control. There are several insect and disease problems that crop up in protected environments inside our home. Spider mites, for example, and mealybugs can proliferate. There are no natural predators and no harsh driving rains, cold, or heat to kick them off the plants. Learn to recognize early warning symptoms of the pest and then use the safest, effective control measure immediately. Leaf curl and leaf drop will happen. These are two common symptoms of houseplant problems. Plants like schefflera, rubber plants, and philodendrons will all produce abnormal-looking leaves that are often cupped or rolled. Other plants like weeping figs, Dracaena marginata, schefflera, aralias, crotons, and diefenbachias may lose lower leaves. That's generally evidence they aren't receiving quite enough light. Merely moving them to better surroundings may solve all of those problems. And finally, freeze and chill injury. Some plants freeze with just a few minutes exposure to temperatures below 32 degrees. That comes as no shock to most gardeners, and we quickly learn to jog to the house if temperatures are in the danger zone, and we're taking plants from the nursery to a warm car and then into the house. Covering the plants with a light towel or a sheet of paper even will usually prevent cold damage for those couple of minutes. I'm Neil Sperry, and that's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, thanks for listening. And happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning at 6:51. Friday Night Lights are back with two crosstown showdowns this evening. In Game 1, the A&M Consolidated Tigers are in Bryan taking on the Vikings. Consol coach Lee Fedora says his players are ready for whatever his former coach and mentor Ross Rogers has up his sleeve.
If they come out with a trick on special teams or on offense and they execute it, we're going to put it on our players because we have shown them every different trick that he's ever done.
Now on the other side, Coach Rogers says his Vikes and the Tigers are two very similar teams.
We're going to need some balls to bounce our way. Like I said, their strength is what our strength is, so that makes it tough. So we're going to have to be balanced. We're going to have to throw the ball effectively when we throw, and we're going to have to take care of the ball.
Kickoff between the 3-3 Vikings and 5-2 Tigers is at 7:30 at Merrill Green Stadium. Bryan broadcast will be on Sports Radio 1150 with Consol coverage right here on WTAW. On the south side of town, 5-2 College Station plays host to 0-6 Rutter. A Cougars head man, Steve Huff, says the Rangers' offensive game plan is pretty admirable.
We'll call it an old-school approach, and, you know, I think it's a great approach. You know, they're running the football and running it downhill and tossing and running some sweep and stuff, and that's, you know, it's good football.
Now for winless Rutter, Coach Greg Morgan says there's no denying it. His team is looking for the upset.
We're looking for a huge upset this week, and I think our kids have gained confidence over the last couple of weeks and knowing that we can play with some of these better teams that we faced.
Things got underway at 7:30 at Cougars Stadium. Cougars broadcast will be on the Zone 102.7 FM with Rangers coverage on Willie 1550.
Down in Navasota, the 3-3 Rattlers entertain 1-4 Silsbee in their district home opener. Here's Coach Patrick Goodman on the Tigers.
They match our skill set, and I knew that. We knew that going in, just from playing them in the past, whether it be football or basketball or cinema or track meet.
Things are underway at 7 o'clock at Rattlers Stadium. Broadcast begins at 6:30 on Willie 97.7. Elsewhere, St. Joe's looks to build on its first win of the season when it hosts Texas School for the Deaf at 7:30 on Red Sea Catholic Radio. And Brazos Christian entertains Central Texas Christian at 7:30. Allen Academy visits Brazosport Christian at 7. And undefeated Buffalo plays Leon at 7:30 on Willie 103.5. Allie Watt scored in the 87th minute. And number 14 Texas A&M Soccer picked up its 8th straight win with a 1-0 victory over LSU last night. Now, in Mark, the 3rd straight match, the Maroon and White scored the game winner in the final 4 minutes or in overtime. The L.A. Dodgers are heading to the World Series after blowing past the Chicago Cubs 11-1 last night. Enrique Hernandez slammed 3 home runs and drove in 7 for the Dodgers, who advanced to the series for the first time since 1988. Now, who the Dodgers will play, of course, has yet to be determined. After taking an early 2-0 series lead, the Houston Astros are now one game away from elimination after dropping 3 straight to the Yankees in New York. Hopefully a little home cooking will do the trick tonight as the Astros host the Yanks in Houston. Right-hander Justin Verlander, who spun a complete game masterpiece in Game 2, gets a starting nod for the Astros.
I know it's a huge game. You know, there's no shying away from that fact. My game plan is just to go out there and, as the cliche goes, give it everything I got. You know, I'm just going to focus on trying to execute my pitches, try not to let the moment get to me, just focus on the task at hand.
First pitch is tonight at 7:08 at Minute Maid. Out on the gridiron, Derek Carr found Michael Crabtree in the end zone as time expired, and the Oakland Raiders rally past the Kansas City Chiefs 31-30. And in the college game, 25th-ranked Memphis scored all of its points in the second half to outslug Houston 42-38. Tyler Seguin found the net twice in the third period, and the Dallas Stars picked up their 3rd straight win with a 5-4 victory over the Arizona Coyotes. And no NBA Lone Star teams were in action last night, but the Dallas Mavericks are back on the floor this evening as they host the Sacramento Kings at 7:30. And that's been your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Do you have an office space?
Hello!
So how do you make the best use of your space? From design to installation, Systems Office Furniture will create a welcoming, efficient office environment within your budget. We supply new and pre-owned office furniture, and with prices at 50 to 60% below retail, you're making a smart business decision. Many large Brazos Valley businesses have trusted Systems Office Furniture to create their offices, and you should too. Visit our showroom Monday through Friday on Highway 30 between Harvey Road and William D. Fitch, or go to createmyoffice.com. That's createmyoffice.com.
October 21st and 22nd is the Fall 2017 Parade of Homes, brought to you by Benjamin Franklin Plumbing and JC Insulation. Tour 50 homes built by 33 of our local home builders for free. Visit our website or social media for more information. Click gbbbuilders.org.
Ronnie Mike and Ron Smith for Aggieland Carpet One.
Did you know that October is National Kerostan Month?
That's right, Ronnie Mike. There are lots of new styles and colors, and area rugs are 50% off. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and take advantage of the lowest prices of the year.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6. Beautiful.
Think of the things that unite us. Round here, football, family, lending a hand to a neighbor in need. Because when we're united, we're stronger, better, and can get more done. That's why Sioux Falls Prater and Brazos Valley are uniting. This November, we'll be United Ag and Turf. This means bigger selection, more availability, and great deals on John Deere tractors. Right now, get special savings and low financing on John Deere compact tractors. Brazos Valley and Sioux Falls Prater will be United Ag and Turf, united with you and your land.
Go now to BrazosFootball.com to make your picks in the weekly high school football pick'em contest powered by Safeway Driving. Pick 10 games each week, including College Station High, Rudder, Bryan High, and A&M Consolidated. Win prizes weekly or $500 plus a Safeway Driving package as the grand champion. The high school football pick'em contest powered by Safeway Driving and thanks to Prosperity Bank, Kelly Burt Dozer, Vista College, and Atkinson Toyota. Make your picks every week at BrazosFootball.com.
Merry Christmas!
Does your Christmas wish list include a store full of Christmas shoppers? To make sure your business has a Merry Christmas, you need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message full of holiday cheer. That partner is Brazos Family Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Family Magazine, contact Santa's Elves at Brian Broadcasting.
My wife tells me I'm a terrible listener.
My wife says the same thing, but I heard her loud and clear when she told me to take our old rusted patio furniture to Jackrabbit Powder Coating.
Quick Bunny Flower Toting?
No, Earl, Jackrabbit Powder Coating. Now we take everything metal we own and have it powder coated. It's a tough finish far superior to paint, so it looks great and stands the test of time.
Okay, so Jack Dragon Trouser Roasting. I got it.
Earl, it's Jackrabbit Powder Coating. A company worth remembering.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, about a minute till, and there was no winner in Wednesday night's drawing for the Powerball lottery. That means Saturday night's drawing is valued at $173 million.
It's mine. Don't worry about it. I've already claimed it.
You got it already?
Yep.
Well, your odds are of winning are 292.2 million. One in 292.
Somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to win.
Not a lot of chance, Zach.
Not a whole lot of chance.
But you got to play.
You got to play. You can't win if you don't play.
This is true.
So that's coming up on Saturday night, your chance to be a multi-million dollar winner. It's 68 degrees out there right now. Showers and thunderstorms going to be likely before 1 p.m. Going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 83. Tonight's going to be a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy with a low around 71. Coming up a little bit later on, I'm going to tell you the most popular candy for Halloween in our state. It's News Talk 1620 College Station. Brian, you're first in news, weather, and sports.